Oh, hi. Hi. How's it going?
Very, very, very good.
What's up for this week? What's happening?
This week was crazy, crazy busy. A lot of activities, obviously, you know,
okay.
At work.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, when we get the chance to talk every day, almost every morning we try, you know, to talk. A lot of things to look forward to the podcast. In fact, it's too nice that you have to do it twice.
True that. It kind of feels like the time passed by quite fast.
Yeah.
To be honest, right? From our previous episode.
Yeah. Especially the last one.
Especially the last one. Yes. Also, it's great that we're on the streaming platforms now. Yes. We're live on Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, and Player FM, which is interesting.
Yes.
And I also realized that I think moving forward, we'll be listened to on these streaming platforms as opposed to being watched on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And I also realized that we have to be more descriptive of what we're talking about rather than, you know, showing it to the camera.
A lot more of the usual storytelling, but
more exactly. I have to apologize in advance because I'm wearing my braces right now, so my voice and sounds weird, and I'll be talking like having a lisp every now and then.
Very nice.
Which is awkward. Before we go deep into things, I'd like to give a shout out to Kai V for the continuous support.
Absolutely.
That was amazing.
Just out of the blue, she sent out a bunch of recommendations, and we you know, she talked about a collab.
Yeah.
She talked about a collab, which is great.
I'm really looking forward to the collab on the Kamustahan.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure in what form
format.
Be. Yeah, correct.
That would be interesting to explore.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So, salamat kai for the support. I also want to thank the people who have engaged with the post for this week, like the favorite movies, actually, this week has been more about movies. So
yeah, I engaged a lot and replied.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to see the different preferences or, you know, favorites of people. Shane's cousin Boyet, shout out Boyet. He also went into the nostalgia of having VHS and Betamax players before. So it was fun reminiscing, and he described that, you know, if you have to watch the movie again, you have to put the tape on a rewinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you can't have a Betamax and a VHS without your trusty rewinder na sakyanan.
Yeah. And another very good friend of mine, and also a close brother of mine, Coco Suwanko, also described that kung wala daw kay rewinder, imo daw ipatuyok sa kutsara.
What's okay experience?
Grabe. What's okay experience?
What if ang salida 120 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
Todd, natuyok.
Kapila na nga revolution sa kutsara.
Binuang.
But it was fun. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Dagan salamat wala
rin naka-mention na to. I was following that thread. It was really funny kay it makabalik big ka mga naka agitag Betamax and obviously ka to VHS. Yeah. Ang isa sad nga dapat din mo magkalimtan nga naa ka dapat kung nakay Betamax is 110. Nakay 110 na Transformer.
Oh yeah. Another thing as well which I remembered which popped up during that thread as well is kadang cleaner.
Oh, kanang cleaner
di ba? Kanang magbutang kag liquid on a tape.
Nayabo.
They would isolude, then that would somehow clean. The head.
Ah, that would clean the head of your Betamax or VHS.
It was fun.
Those were the trusty ones.
Another thing that happened this week is I migrated my playlist on one account on Spotify.
Ah, you did.
To the other account. So I shared I'll be sharing for the rest of the next week the nostalgic playlist that I've migrated. So I've shared it with you, with Blutz, yeah, and with X-Paps on our group chat.
Chada ang mga playlist, maka luha sa ta kay nostalgic jud.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't wait to share that next week on our. So I think next week it'll be music week.
Yeah. Movies this week and then music next week. Music so something next to look week, forward
so,
to.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Speaking of fun,
how's your epiglottis?
How's your esophagus?
It's doing okay.
Yeah, it's really weird hearing my voice with my braces on.
Yeah, you'll get used to it.
Yeah, used to it. Soon. All right, speaking of fun.
Kan kita ning style ba?
For sure.
For sure.
I can't wait. Anyways, so we, from the last episode, we decided that the 90s toys and mga lingaw na to sauna would deserves a second round.
Yeah. So nice, you'll have to do it twice.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you listed a couple of, or a number of toys which we've missed during the first episode. Mm. First one is the Tamagotchi, which was interesting, which was huge. Did you have one of those?
I did not have one.
Same, I did not.
Akong classmate ng mga girls na sila.
Okay, yeah.
Kanang pitay butang sa bag, sa kit, sa bag. Yeah. Kung di mo bahugan, mamatay, mahilak.
Magkatawa ko, anong kanang...
Bainay mo, magluya, bitaw. Mamatay, magluya.
Kanang magluya nga stage ba?
Noon sa ko, namatay akong pet.
So, interesting fact.
Paperclip rin katapat.
Tamagotchi is a combination of two Japanese words, obviously. Tamago, or... It's tamago or tagamago? I think it's tamago.
What is the two words?
So tamago. Tamago is egg.
Yeah.
And uchi is watch. So technically, it's an egg watch.
An egg watch.
Yeah. So it was invented or released by the video game company called Bandai.
Bandai.
Yeah. Yes. And it was released first released in November of 1996.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a simulation game. It's officially termed as a keychain-sized virtual pet simulation game.
Correct.
And basically, the latest stats for it was as of March 2021, over 83 million units were sold. Interesting.
Not bad.
But yeah, that was a huge thing.
That was a definitely huge thing because we were just at awe of those classmates na naay ato and they were like there's so much into it feeding it and
speaking of which kadumno na nang kog kadung kon mitaw katong kisses nga mga anak
ako sa imo ha nga di dapat malimtan tong kisses nga bye akong
ibutang sa butang sa gapas
pus puro paano sa gapas niya hala nitulon na siya so
was that even real?
Man, I was too dumb to pay attention, but nag-think ko nga nanganak siya.
I really don't know if that were true.
It just smells good. I mean, I just kind of like the...
Yeah, the smell was good.
The smell was good. But ingon sila, mga nakang kisses, so yeah, sure.
Yeah, great. So to all our batchmates who are listening to this, please confirm kung tinod na nga mga nakang kisses. I never knew.
Yeah.
I never knew if that were true.
Kato na yung first-hand experience kid nga nakapanganak.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Please share.
Please share.
Please share your stories.
Yeah. Another toy you mentioned was the Slinky.
Kana.
Yeah. So, it's also interesting. It was invented by an American naval engineer.
Engineer.
Yeah. Back in 1940s. So.
40s toy pa din na siya, no?
Yeah. Mm. So I saw the picture of the original. I'm not sure if that was the original one, but it looked like an industrial spring.
Mm. It's, okay, put how much you're gonna show,
yeah,
right?
It is. Mm. It looked like a very heavy metallic item, and in addition to being a toy, basically it was used as a classroom teaching tool.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah. I'm not sure though. Wala man nila gibenchan ko unsa na subject, but I would guess it would be physics. Maybe.
Probably would be physics.
Yeah.
Because motion and
exactly
movement, perpetual movement. Akong lingaw to sa Slinky before was ipadagan bito siya sa ipalihok siya sa stairs.
Exactly. Mm, yeah. That was the fun part because it looked like a living thing just walking down the stairs, which was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of physics, kinsa tong physics ng maestro gani?
Ako si Donna Miharis.
Donna Miharis. Oh yeah.
Physics.
Wasn't she also a science teacher in general, or that I like a science teacher?
Yeah, we had Teacher Divine. We had, I can remember Mrs. Donna Miharis. Moment siya ang pinaka teacher gets us science. We had a lot more, but obviously kato mga how to say pinaka coordinator I think sa department. So si Ma'am Donna.
Cool.
Did you like your sciences though? Like, I do remember na silang Teacher Claire Pania. They were doing okay.
Teacher Claire Pania.
don't ever.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. But yeah. But to answer your question, no, I did not like my sciences. I was really poor at it.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't enjoy. Or there wasn't a subject that I enjoyed the most in high school because I was a mediocre student at best. The moments that I enjoyed high school was, you know, while we were hanging out or playing music or whatever that is. Siguro the subjects that had meaningful impact to me was obviously literature.
Yeah. The Shakespeare's.
Yeah, the Shakespeare's, Sir Ralph. That had an impact on me. And siguro Filipino by Teacher Lenigaco.
That Lenigaco.
Yeah, yes. she's my most favorite teacher, and which we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of things more. Sure. Swatch watches.
Yes.
That was also a big thing.
Yeah, because of the colorful straps, and then not the mga different watch faces. Yeah, yeah, it was also quite expensive that time.
Yeah, it was also a statement piece, wasn't it?
Yeah, right? For sure.
So also, I did a bit of research, and they said that Swatch watches were supposed to be secondary watches.
What do you say, secondary watch? What does that
so
mean?
So you have primary watches, which are the expensive ones, so let's say the Rolex, the Omegas, and all that.
Yeah.
So Swatch was supposed to be your secondary, so the casual ones.
Okay.
Which was obviously makita man yung sa design, diba?
Yeah. Also known as, for people like me, your only watch.
Yeah, exactly. The poor kids like
why
us.
Why would you want to have a Rolex?
Yeah. And the idea. So basically, from according to the company who made the Swatch. The idea was that the watch could be analogous to a necktie or any fashion accessory.
There you go.
The unique selling point was that because it is associated with any fashion accessory, mm-hmm. you can think of it as, for example, one does not own just one tie. One pair of dress shoes, one scarf. You always have multiple of them.
Yeah. So to fit the occasion, to fit the style.
Exactly. So that was the intention behind the Swatch watch. The only thing is, dito ka afford.
For me, it was much more simpler. It was my admiration to Mikey Kawanko. That was the time when Mikey.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right?
Mikey was like she's the.
Didn't she wear this at a?
Was it the Olympics or ASEAN somewhere?
Olympics, I think it was the Olympics.
I think it was Olympics. She went. It was big on, or maybe the ASEAN.
She was cute though.
Yeah, she was cute.
She was plenty cute.
Mikey.
Yeah.
With the dimples.
True. And then you described the Corpus Christi starter pack. Which was interesting.
Just this morning, of course.
Please introduce.
But you relate on what I said. So
okay. So please introduce the Corpus Christi starter pack.
So most of you would agree who went to school between the middle 90s to mm-hmm. early 2000 that this is the official Corpus Christi starter pack.
Okay.
So let's begin with your bag.
Yeah.
So your bag of choice. to carry all your books is a JanSport.
Yep.
Your JanSport bag must have a leather bottom. Any JanSport without a leather bottom is considered a secondary bag. Okay.
Kung ipatong niyo magbasa ga yuta or salog, dili mo basa imong libro.
Of course, kay leather man siya.
Yeah.
Which is also, since na kay JanSport nga bag, nga leather imong bottom, susceptible ka for what you call kawat or tabla. So you have to be very, very careful around this equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have to guard it with your life. Ayaw siya pataka ibilin sa kung asa ang mga bata gadula-dula because the next thing you know, ang nabilin na lang ang imuhang the second item on the starter pack, which is ang Coleman. Yes. So,
exactly.
Ang Coleman, the original Coleman, muna siya ang katong, naging marka nga Coleman.
Exactly.
It comes in different colors.
Yep. But, and different sizes.
But obviously, the standard size is katong masudlan siya og napulo ka baso na tubig.
Yeah.
Okay? Kaya mo manangin sa mga drink your water. Okay?
You know who I remember carrying this?
A lot.
Si Yancy.
Of course.
Sona, sa grade school.
Of course. So the compliant ones, obviously, kay Corpus man, so dapat blue sa dangyahang color.
Yeah.
Okay, kung light siya nga color, obviously, then, you know. And if it's not Coleman, there are multiple choices. Pwede ka mag-igloo and everything.
True. So, before you go on to the next item, I just want to share something about the Coleman or water jugs in general. So I
but why though? Why
my mother bought one. Okay. It's the small to medium size. So it's kanang ma carrier ni mo siya. It's not the big ones nga para sa man classmate nato. So I had the medium size ones. And so syempre sudlan ng tubig ganana. And then one time I don't know what my mother was thinking. Maybe she was really taking care of me. Isudlan niya og juice. Oh. Diba? So let me get juice. Wow, this is amazing. And obviously, you cannot drink juice or dili ka mandaman og juice every single day.
Of course.
You know, of the week. So from the juice, nibalik na pagkag
tubig.
And guess what? Unsay lasa sa
imong tubig. Lasa siya juice.
And it's the
humuchag juice or lasa siya tubig.
Exactly. It's the same experience where kung kung magbutang ka og kanang durian sa ref.
Oh my God.
Galasa siya tubig, pero hubot mo durian.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
So, muna yung tawag na paasa siya nga mama.
Yeah. but yeah, shout out to my mom though.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for making the extra effort and putting juice in my water jug.
Sure. And didn't na mawala, obviously, to continue with our starter pack, which is we had the Coleman. Ang next dapat ni mga naaka is you have to have your Tupperware ng mga lunchbox. You have to be able to come up with your tiffin. Ang tawag dito sa UAE kay tiffin. So dapat, obviously...
What was the name of it?
Tiffin. Like your meal. Like they call it tiffin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So... katong magbaon, because most of us, when we were grade school, I think, magbaonan magita like sandwich or anything. Yeah. Dito naman sa high school, nga nag-inarte na ito, nandito magpabaon, just give me money and then paita sa canteen.
Yeah.
Before, we would bring baon and we would have sandwiches and then there's another compartment for your chocolate and then you have another compartment for your chips and another compartment for your nagaraya and whatnot. So, you have to have those. And of course, imong Tupperware, it has to be in a sports-themed or cartoon-themed lunchbox.
Yeah.
Dapat, you know, it has to be there. So, that's like, when we were younger, when we were smaller, we carried a lot of things.
True.
And I probably would be the reason why dagang kag putot sa tumbach kay. I know, we carried a lot of.
Well, there is such a thing as well as Asian jeans.
Stunted growth. I mean, how many books did you carry?
That was a lot, though.
I mean, how many? So we had a lot of subjects. I mean, probably
more than five, eight.
Mga 8 to 10 books, right?
Yeah, 8 to 10 books. Wapailabot
imong notebook, and then I mean, were you bringing also 1/4 sheet of paper, 1/8 sheet of paper?
At one point in time, I think I brought two types of them. Katong 1 sheet of paper, and then I think I had the 1/2 because I figured I can just split the 1/2 into 1/4.
Good for you, kay naaka. Yeah. My bag was probably lighter, kay sige mo bangayo sa likod.
Yeah.
Mga ayaw mo ko nila ni Lolo Marcanios.
Look, okay, sa mandumduman na lang sa pangayuan.
Ito man.
Sa Mickey Han.
Of course.
Shout out sa Mickey Han. Of course,
sa Mickey Han. Na,
kada pinong mag-atbang ta sa classroom ka rin.
It takes one look, Ravena. Pina...
Jesus. You leeches.
Man, leeches. And yeah. Napaginay, there's that one classmate mo, imungid siya na, probably kay, wala siya na tagaan sa memo sa starter pack. Mga siya nga, okay, class, bring out 1/8 sheet of paper lengthwise. One half sheet of paper lengthwise. Ma'am, lengthwise, twice, ma'am. Lengthwise? Lengthwise ba to?
There is one. There's one. Always that one.
Dili, 1/8.
You forgot to mention on the starter pack the binder notebooks.
Those binders became fashionable pag high school naman nato because we had...
Was it high school? I thought it was grade school.
It was high school. Okay. When we were grade school, we were encouraged to have stunted growth because we had a lot of your notebooks. Mabito tong imong notebook. You have one notebook for English, one notebook for...
Oh, yeah. That's true.
You have
true.
One notebook
that's
for Filipino,
true.
For civics. That's Civica true. Ad Cultura, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was a shit right there. So you have to have that. Yeah. But high school, we had the binder.
Yeah,
the binder. If you didn't have a binder, dili ka cool.
Yeah. Oh my God. I used to remember once you had the binder, it didn't stop there.
You have to have
an endless supply of the sheets inside.
Binder dividers.
Yeah, exactly.
Different colors.
Yeah. And obviously the highlighters and stuff.
Yeah. Kalandrakas kayo kay, for example, kanang magkadipo-dipo na kay wala ang imong notes sa Filipino na nalil sa physics.
Exactly. Kanang dili na mo maog ko.
Sakit ako notes. To end the starter pack, obviously, you cannot be a kid of the 90s if dili ka mapasikat sa imong sapatos. So obviously, when if you're probably an eldest son, probably or probably the youngest, you probably have the benefit of getting your shoes get passed on to your brothers or your sisters. But the common ng mga sapatos una was always kada mga pump shoes. How is it pump shoes?
Lagi nga pump shoes ang tawag na eh. Beats me.
Pump basket. Pump shoes.
Ganun pump shoes
na. Bay, sutan pump shoes.
Pump shoes.
Oh. Pump shoes. So we had the Mighty Kids back then. We had the Add-In. We had a lot.
Nikes during grade school were relatively luxurious, diba?
Gipadala si mong tita nga nasa States.
Yeah, something like that.
For sure. Mong tita nga nurse nga.
Taga
New York.
What were we wearing high school? Adidas was common ones.
Katong ano pa, katong three leaves pa siya, dili pa siya.
Yeah, three stripe, leaves. For sure. And then you have the Treterns, as you mentioned, Add-Ins, the Butterflies. I had those. Yeah. Footstep.
Advan.
Those were the... I loved the Adidas back in the day.
Okay, so kung those were like the kinds of shoes, but do you remember the time? Almost tanan tao, like 9 out of 10 classmate nimo kay gasutog Islander slippers. But why though?
But what? I mean, what's wrong with Islander slippers, by the way?
I'm asking you. I don't know.
I've never worn slippers in school. That's for one.
Sikat gigish.
Mo ba to katumbaga, di ba?
Katumbaga nga Islander. Nga kanang nakasulat Islander, everyone was wearing it. If they were not wearing Birkenstock or katong mga...
Were there Birkenstock ato nga panahon?
Oh, see, Dr. Joseph Garcia was... Just
really?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Mr. Birkenstock.
I'm late to that game. So no, I don't have an idea.
He had these brown Birkenstock na really, really heavy and it will really make a sound.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of fun. But when the starter pack cannot be completed, obviously there was a lot of, like, it held a lot of clout when you were a kid. Because sometimes, you know, pag first day of classes.
Yeah, bagog sapatos.
Bagog tanan.
Yeah.
Pag uli sa balay, gabi ka sa luso ang tiil. Tagang kayong huwag-hubag.
Kadumdum ko, so nang
pilas lang sa...
Katong, I went to school on a new pair of shoes that was an Adidas Samba.
Yeah.
Was it a Samba? Yes.
Samba,
yeah.
High school?
Yeah, high school. It was an Adidas Samba and grabi took a pristine on day one. And here comes Cookie Musni.
Kana.
Kana wito magtunob. Kay bunyagan.
Bunyagan.
Sakit kay akong tail to ba? Kay,
dili sakit yung dugan.
Hindi sakit yung dugan. Ang tail gud. Kay gitumban gid gagayo ni Cookie.
Cookie I can't imagine Cookie doing it to everyone.
Yes. Yes. Should be one of those person.
By Virginada na to ba? Bunyagan. With, and then you start dancing na dayon the...
Yep, that was the starter pack.
Kid starter pack. I mean,
well done. Though.
Kids
well
can
done.
Tell.
Well done.
Yeah.
And
that was related. That was good. I mean, that was the starter pack.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. One of the things that we talked about during our chat with Kai was this batch bingo that our dear president Aimee Villarraza created.
What was she put it forward. She had a poll, and what were the results?
Actually, waho ka bala sa results kay I just saw two persons. Number one, I mean she created this, so I saw her answers. Number two, si Queenie Sid, also had her answers. But I thought this is an interesting exercise for us to go through. Wala mo guna ko ni nansiran last year, so might as well. It's also fun to remember kung kinsaning mga
tawanan. Most of the girls answered it before us. I mean, I saw the bingo, but I didn't participate. I think I didn't participate. Maybe.
No, I wasn't able
but
to.
I saw this card. I saw this batch bingo.
Yeah. So for everyone who didn't see this bingo card, so it's a if you think about bingo with 5x5 boxes, each of the box had a description or pangutana, and you'd basically answer that. So for example, one of the questions was perfect attendance. So kinsay mong dumduman had a perfect attendance. Kinsay mong mga kabarkada, that's one of the questions. Nakaapil ba kag Battle of the Bands, or you know of any person who you can associate with joining the Battle of the Bands, and so on and so forth. So let's take a stab at it.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll first thing on your mind within 5 seconds.
True.
That'll
be interesting. Yeah. All right, let's start with
you first. You first, then me.
Yeah. Perfect attendance. Apay cinco. I would say.
True that. April and Uyang. Yes.
Yeah, I never remember.
Same answer. There was another one. I think I remember. Her name was Olvi Deason.
Oh yes, Olvi. She had a reputation.
I'm shocking you with all these old names.
Yeah. That's true. Gipa squat. I don't know what this means, but siguro kato siguro gipa squat nga sa unang
gipa squat katong
gipang punish.
Gipang punish, oh.
Kinsa may gipang squat sa una? Ako man. I mean, I would remember myself and Deo talaw sa una.
So inayon na lang. I'll describe it to you. Same. Nasi Deo na ang fold. So there's Deo York Talaw, Heinz Linditan, and yours truly.
Yeah.
Mickey Rodriguez sa likod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unsa na subject nga gipasquat ka?
Usually math.
Math?
Yeah. When you don't do your maths, dili pa maths.
Really?
Wala assignment? Obviously those, I don't know why, wala sila assignment nga, mga Chinese ones sila. I mean, they're quite good at math.
Just,
but okay, fine. I mean, probably other things why we gipasquat mo sa likod. But being in that class and may pasquat ka, it's okay from the beginning kay gangisi-ngisi pa ka, but then later on, magkurog na imong tuod bay. That became embarrassing. And then you start to sweat. So
can't believe you just blurted out the racist comment. Assignments and being Chinese. Yeah, Jesus
good
Christ.
Gipasquat ba ka before? I mean, you never did probably.
Yeah, I did. I remembered. I remember nakasquat ko. I don't remember kinsay nagpasquat sa ako, but I did.
I can do it all day because I, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Weird stuff, but yeah.
Battle of the Bands, obviously. Yeah.
Ourselves. I remember that. I was watching it and I was in it. So yeah, both true. Of us. That both makes of both us. Of us.
Nakatulog sa clinic pasumangil.
Never for me. But I know a few nga gainan.
Kinsa? I don't know.
Probably there was one
Wait, let me correct me if I'm wrong kung ako muna dumduman si Did McCoy ever
slept. He would cross my mind, but he would go all out. He would probably just go home.
Yeah. So sleep. I'll take that back. Okay.
Yeah.
Pero pa ko dumdum dole man siya balay.
Kasandig boy.
So kung matulog siya diretso
na siya. There was that modus thing na ko si Moya. Chatted you na kanang before lunch mo sa yung uli niya ang con was guard kanang kitong tiyan uli niya. Kamo tulo kitag tiyan. Tiyan watch. Wala na ang padong na straight lunch niya. So yeah.
Okay, who kinsa pa lain? Madumduman.
Gosh.
I can't believe someone could pull this off.
No one would. I mean, kato siguro probably sa mga girls katong mag period sila when they were.
Well, that's understandable, but kanang yeah. Ang nakabutang mo din nakatulog sa clinic pa sumangi.
I never had a classmate na ina na siguro. Because yeah. I dreaded the clinic. Eh, mumatong either turukan ka sa imuhang vaccination or, you know, yeah, they will probably go to the dentist. So, not really my thing.
Na suspended because reasons.
You first. Did you have ever?
No. Haven't been suspended.
I think once.
Were you? Mm. Really?
Suspended. I think, yeah, I think ipaklean me. I think it was, you report to the attorney. I think it was either ID or it was something else. Basta, it was something very normal. It wasn't really violent or whatever.
By the way, I realized that most of the names that we're blurting out here are mostly from our section RNS. So
shout out.
It's very biased. So to everyone or to anyone who's listening to this who's from
MNOBQ. Yeah, exactly.
From the other sections.
TUV.
Please do participate. Please hit us up.
You are a part of that crazy year.
Yeah.
Crazy years,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So
Y2K.
Apologies in advance, kay most of, I mean, our circles are within the section. So for me, it's mostly sa S. So mga ngalan akong gaka-mention mostly sa S, except for a couple of individuals na kainom nako before or kasabay nako on some sa mga banda and everything else.
At sa akong part, obviously, si Elsfet Jill Rago. Definitely.
This is the fourth.
Leleng.
Fourth.
Never magin me nag-classmate ever ni Leleng, but
yeah.
Baka naman. Leng. Right. Comment na siguro. This is the time.
Comment na link.
Comment na link. Sa mga silingan ngets.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the next question. Perfect attendance, suki ni teacher nene.
A perfect attendance, suki ni teacher nene?
Mm-hmm.
I can say this with confidence. Kinamigo kami yan ni pag call center days na mo. By wailain by Fritz Densing. Fritz part.
Sakto. Shout out, Fritz.
Notorious B.I.G. / Jay-Z. Fritz Dance. Come on, man.
Nga nung premi man si Fritz. Kang
and of course, kung na si Fritz.
Napod si.
Yui Ukab.
Yes, Yui.
Pastor Yui Ukab.
Yes.
Obviously, karon. So.
Wait, hold up. All right. So, let's break this down. Nga nung premi si Fritz kang teacher nene sa una?
Was fun there, probably.
Sige pa siya ka late. Maybe ang attendance masirito yung kwan?
No, probably just being, just having a lot of fun. I wasn't keeping tabs, but one time I remember, and he probably doesn't remember this, one time, nag-barog siya yung bula, and he went to the, I think he went upstairs, nag-cleaners ata sila, and then nagdula yung basketball nilang Murky, and then, na teacher ni Agi from gibadlong na may one time na kanang can you stop dribbling, so wala na yung nagdribble nag atum sa pikas ng court but kailangan mo balihin kanay na practice ng mga varsity,
yeah,
nigawas ng teacher balik, give me the ball, ikuha ang bula. So pag mo confiscate ang bula, you know the rule, makuhanin mo at the end of the school year.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was shitting bricks and I was so scared.
Kaginsa mo itong bula?
Bula ni Fritz.
Fritz.
So,
of course,
every day at ngan ko ni Fritz sa akong classroom.
Singlon
ko sa bula. And I every single day
I remember this, but
nagid ko excuse kung asa ang bula until nakuha na mo siya and then we became friends.
So he never knew that it was confiscated.
Never knew. He probably realized na it was always teacher na. This bula looks familiar. But I nauli raman siya after then. Oh, I probably even stole it. I probably even at some point stole the ball. But I did return it in one piece.
Yeah, I do.
And these, you know.
Yeah.
But Fritz was your classic, like, one of those schoolmates that you probably never forget. And because
he's a fun guy.
First cousin siya ni Eric Tagoy. Ni Eric Tagoy. So it was really, you know, he was hanging around. He was, you know, quite, you know, he was always there. And with Yui, obviously.
I'm pretty sure he would have a lot of stories too. If we get a chance to talk to him. I remember Fritz Sigishag. He always had that smile.
He had that laugh, man.
And
that, like,
exactly.
Bugal-bugalun king katawa bito.
Exactly.
He even had a, like, adult glow up at some point na. He was so fun to be with pag work na mo, because we was in the same company, Cebu. And he just was so cool. I mean, it was so good to be Fritz. Because he had it, man. He was so funny. He is funny. So,
yeah. Shout out, Suke. Fritz.
Suke is our office teacher, and he knows that for sure.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
No, I can't.
Can't name names?
I can't name names. I'm really poor with my memory. All right, let's move on. The marriage booth. Marriage booth, jail booth, handcuff.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Underclassmen.
Same.
I think the ratio would be mas dagan ka nga times gakadakpan. I think I was probably just volunteering myself gamadakpan ko. I was just like, hey!
I think
I'm nearby.
I can't remember did the boys initiate this or was it more the girls?
More, man. Combination, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually would be like people na maglingkod lang randomly somewhere near the, like, ledges. Because remember, we had these nice stairs where makatambay lang ka to watch the game. So
can you remind me how this goes? So someone would request from kanang ga-organize ng marriage booth.
Please hook these two people up.
And magbayad ka something, right?
Five pesos or 10 pesos that time.
And then those organizers
the ones. Bounty hunters will find those folks.
Yeah, find those folks. And, okay.
And the only way ng matubos is kung mag-kiss or mag-dare.
Oh, yeah. There was a tubos factor.
Batang saba kayo. Yes.
Yeah. Fun times.
So it would have been a perfect excuse to get French kissed if, you know,
you had that chance. Now that I think of it, I
that would have been a great scam.
I would have taken advantage of probably. So
I would probably
knowing what I know now, I would probably ask a friend. So let's say si Badit. I'll probably ask Badit that iset up ko ani niya. And then Badit will be the one who will be paying that. And then I'll act surprised nga. Uy, yun sumni.
That was always the reaction.
Yeah, di ba? Sumni. And then magpa dili ka. But then when you go there, set up na mudua, and then, you know, I would have done that.
That would have been so awkward for me. I would have never had a conversation. I would have never met anybody.
I don't have problem having a conversation, but that's just me.
Yeah, that was high school.
Yeah. Anyways. Next box represented CCS in inter-school competitions.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Of course.
Interesting.
How and when I...
How katong science project
name? Garbage. The, how to say, recycling garbage and turn it into more garbage.
So for me, the person I can remember is si Brian Montaza.
Brian?
Katong...
Is it chess?
Chess ba to yung gidula? Chess ba to? So, na siya competition.
Something. He was also winning.
I think it was a sporting something chess. Do let us know on sa tunga sport, but I remember you were traveling quite a bit during that time.
Was it Damath?
Yes, there you go. Damath. Sakto, di ba? Katong murag dama nga, obviously.
Damath with your maths.
Yeah, dama. Yeah, he was really good at it.
I think mga champion, manato sila nilang Aimee, nilang lang Heinz. I mean,
really? Did they participate? Yapo na to?
I mean, you're good at math, so you're probably...
Yeah, shout out Bre.
Yeah.
That was really good.
And then probably the inter-school nga kanang mga contest, for example, like when it was press week, nga katong mga extemporaneous contest, yeah. And we would, it was fun though, okay? Na yung mga other schools na like from Lourdes or from Montessori.
Yeah.
I met and I had a huge crush.
Crush. Kakitsa ka naka-crush. Kakitsa ka naka-crush, bay.
Man, I will not forget the daughter of the owner of CCC.
Huh? Kinsa mo na?
Si Anna.
Anna who?
Anna, the daughter of the owner of CCC. Capital, CU. Right. Who's the owner of CU?
I don't know.
This guy with the nice mustache.
Was she cute?
Yeah.
All right. I believe you.
Anna Juarez. Was that her name? That's her name, yes.
For sure?
For sure.
All right. Next box. Okay, this is interesting. Nagdayon gyud sila.
Nedan gasi.
I would say the same. Yeah. But there are a couple of... Actually, I take that back.
I take that back
because the couple who I spent the time the most was Jobo and Queenie.
Mm. Right.
Because of Rhythm Bureau. I knew...
You had a feeling that there were...
Yeah, I knew...
That it was going to be headed there.
Looking at them and being with them during the Rhythm Bureau days, I knew that they would, you know, go on a long-term relationship.
Me too, because I never... I always saw how Jobo was with Queenie. Mm. And it was just not... That was him with her, you know? Yeah. And it was a special...
Gussie and Neda as well. That's,
quiet, you know, quiet. Yeah, very private na mga people. It was very nice.
Yeah, that's a very,
goals,
very nice
those
story.
Are. Brian and Sweet Muno.
Sweet also.
That was a surprise. Yeah, yeah, it's a nice...
Ivor and...
Bambi.
That's also a story.
That's a surprise.
So, congrats to you guys.
Yeah. Roads leading... You know, no matter where the roads led back then.
Yeah, it would be nice to have you guys on the podcast because it'll be. I'm also really interested to hear your love story on the journey, especially for, well, it's both, right? Because you would, it's an interesting story nga nag-uya mo in high school and then how you progress until nagminyo mo, and. Also, another very interesting story, for example, with the likes of Ivor and Bambi and Brian and Sweet Sweet, where, you know, where was that crossing point? Okay, for example,
good question. Good point.
Basically, you parted ways after graduation in high school, but then kasi mo nakita.
Spent your adult life separate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then nakita mo, and then, you know, sparks were there, and then, yeah. So, yeah, so to the couples out there, do reach out if you want to, you know, tell your story. We'll be glad to host it.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
That'd be another trip down memory lane. At, you know, in their point of view.
Exactly. Next box, Gapatintero, Scotty, Chinese Garter, sa Quadrangle.
High school or grade school?
I think both. Well, no, because this is
high school.
Yeah, this box is
wala
meant for high school.
Wala naman kaya patintero at ng time. They were more of like sports. Yeah, tamang yapon, but I remember ilang biyong ko kano. They were so good at it. So
all right, let's skip.
Let's skip that because probably
I'll skip the most intriguing of them all.
Yeah, skip it for make it best for last, I would say.
All right, next box, Miss Corpus.
Bem Bem.
We have the same answer.
Sure.
Yeah. I remember this time as well. We were close when she became Miss Corpus.
You were close.
Yeah.
As we friends?
Yes, we were.
Very good friends.
I remember koga we...
Telebabad?
Yeah. Telebabad miya to sa una. And then, she deserved.
Which year was this?
Fourth year ko.
That's why busy ang inyo.
This was.
Tawagan ka mabisi.
Yeah, most probably. The time, so she won Miss Corpus, and the same time you won the Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands. But she deserved it though. Like,
yeah, she was smart.
Hold up. I don't just on the top of when you told me about Talibabad, was your number at home 6122?
3506122.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Great memory, my friend.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to Bam Bam.
Bam, yeah, for sure.
Congrats. They deserve that.
Those were moments. And of course, guapa, dagang guapa mo na to sa tong batch. And obviously there's some folks like I think Sam also. Sa Maymay was also with like Samantha Dungog was also.
Miss Corpus siya, di ba?
I think third so. Year? She probably was she was it a either she won or a runner up. So
yeah.
And I probably could ask her. I could probably ask her.
Yeah. I saw, I think, Kang Queenie man siguro. Kang Queenie or Kang Aiming Bingo, Sam was the...
Had Maymay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Had Maymay on Miss Corpus. Next box. Still can recite a Shakespeare sonnet.
Yet here Laertes.
I would put you in this box, to be honest.
Board aboard for shame.
Yeah.
The wind sits in the shoulder of your sail.
You can still recite that shit.
Laertes speech. Some. I mean, those were the defining moments of when you either was a good speaker, a confident one, or you just didn't know your Shakespeare. But Shakespeare was hard. I mean, you told me earlier that you really liked the arts, especially Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But you remember, it wasn't even a sonnet, it's a speech. So.
Yeah. Well, the Shakespeare I really enjoyed was, the Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, yeah. Yes.
Not because of anything, but because of that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. It blew my mind because, and my wife Shane would attest to this, kapila na ko siya gitanaw, because I like the modern artistic take of the movie.
Yes.
But at the same time, keeping in with the literature. Of Shakespeare.
Yes.
Especially sa ilang dialogue.
Especially the dialogue, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it also, I know this is maybe lame or shallow, but to me, the handling of the guns.
And then the names of the guns.
Names of the guns symbolizing the swords.
The swords.
Of the original. That was, to me, katusha. Awesome. Yeah. Really great. I love that. I would watch that again, to be honest.
So you really, really loved it.
Yeah, but reklamo, Shane would always hate me. Sige, kapila ba na ni mabalik-balikon?
Ako ang sige balik-balikon was the contemporary take on Shakespeare ni Kenneth Branagh.
Hamlet, diba? Hamlet was I thought, couple years ago, Othello. That was also nice. Wait, Othello was Shakespeare, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Kasabantang Sir Ralph.
Sir.
The way he taught with passion. Grabe siya.
No? Grabe to ba?
Amazing.
Totally underappreciated methods of catching and commanding attention.
I wouldn't say he was underappreciated. He was appreciated really well.
Very much so in our... Well, he took a lot of flack also. I mean, he was quite hard on my classmates because remember, if you didn't do your shit, he would tear up your work or he would let you stand on the chair.
That made the subject famous or infamous.
Yeah. Di mga ganaan nga mo pop imong head dito sa
bintana,
right? Because you don't want to see, you know... You know when somebody didn't have an assignment because makita ni mo, oh, there's a guy without his
paper. You know what I wish that I did more when Sir Ralph was there, was teaching us, is natoy na-ignore na ko sa una katong yang mga explanations of why certain characters behaved the way they were. Mm-hmm. And come to think about it, for example, for me, I would appreciate movies with a very flawed character.
Yes.
Because I can see humanity and I can see individuals battling their decisions and their morals and whatever ideals that they have.
Sure.
And those were exactly the characters that Shakespeare had.
This is the way I mentioned that before, because I speaking for myself, was and am a knucklehead, we would think that the interpretation of those flawed characters was corny.
True.
And they were over the top.
Yeah.
But if you watch him in his element and you see how he explains Macbeth.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I'm getting my money's worth here in this class.
Yeah, exactly. And right? And I could still remember him interpreting the phrases phrase by phrase. What it meant to Shakespeare at that time.
When he wrote it.
Yeah, when he wrote it and what it meant to the character of that story. It was super.
You were looking at that angle?
Yeah.
Kami sa likod, we were shivering timbers. Kaya wait mga di unta i-bring up ang vocab assignment.
This like, is, no. Man, I'm looking at it this way. Karun, kaya na-realize naman ako unsa to yung gipang storya.
Yeah.
Same as with you and most of us na to ang atong hunaw na atong nga time is di ay tamatawag.
Oh man.
O dili mag-quiz.
And dili matawag.
Exactly. But yeah, shout out playing, Sir Ralph.
Yeah, hats off playing to you. Not to lose, obviously that was, that definite hats off.
Which makes me think I have an upcoming long holiday in a couple of weeks time. I'll probably watch one.
Romeo and Juliet again.
No, I'll probably rewatch Macbeth this time. Sorry, not Macbeth. Hamlet.
Hamlet. Yeah. There's a lot going on with this Hamlet for sure.
Yeah. Which is a great segue to the next box is who's your favorite teacher?
I think we have the same. And for one.
What do you mean?
Oh, I think we have the same. I don't know. My favorite teacher that I really admired because of how she explained also and how she carried the, it was a difficult subject.
Yeah.
Teacher Lenny Gako.
Yeah. Yeah. Same for me. I adored her.
We did?
Yeah. 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 Because in the middle of high school, we knew her story.
I didn't know. I knew only after some time. Like probably after, probably college.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, pero katong na feature ba siya sa
MMK.
MMK, di ba?
Malala. Yes.
Yeah. So,
didn't know.
She was not as intense as Sir Ralph, but she also taught the subject with passion and with integrity and with resolve sa yung mga tinudluan.
She gave me a perfect score on my last film review for
the film review.
Tinimbang ka ngunit kulang. So yeah. I had that project. It was on a printout I printed using McCoy's computer on MS it was on WordStar. I printed
classic.
It on WordStar and it was in the library for some time and it was a perfect score. That's why I really love that part. Lenny Gako.
But yeah, shout out to you, Teacher Lenny.
Teacher Lenny.
Thank you for the lessons.
Espasol.
You hold up. Yes. All right, let's move on to the next box. Okay, dagan pa ni.
Varsity 5 sa naka-box mo, 5x5. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it, yeah.
Varsity player.
Varsity player. Naka-batch, no? Dagan man. I would remember...
Can't believe you have to think about it.
Dagan good sila. I don't want to say it's...
Jai, to me, is the ultimate varsity player.
Was he?
Sa atong
abad. More of some music, Mugucha. I was admiring him as a bass player.
Martha was also a varsity player.
Martha, yeah. So sa girls. Sa girls, yeah.
She was pretty active.
Martha. Karen.
Karen, yep.
Yeah, soccer.
All right. Give a shout out to your kabarkada. That's the next box.
Shout out... Attorney Mercadel Cappadocia, Dr. Joseph Garcia, What's Happening, Mark Vincent Waikalo. Yeah.
Cool.
Those are my boys.
All right.
How about you?
Dude, that's a long list. All right.
Shout out.
Badet Ragas. Sorry, ladies, I'll be... Ako madumduman sa inyong apelido sa katungwa pa mo ni Minyo. Sorry about that, but yeah. Badet Ragas, Karen Hernandez, Apayuyang, Amy Villaraza, Joseph, Jeffrey Bancoro, Ian Villarta,
Brian Montaza,
Brian Montaza dudes or bully. Deo, we spent quite a bit of time way before. Rocky Sarate, at some point. My Rhythm Beer crew, Ryan, Chinky, Cherise. Ayan si Villa.
Funky Bunch. Speaking of Deo York Talaw, I want to tell you about this subgroup that I had in grade 6. This is the, how to say, a super team in terms of investigatory projects. We invented the okra icing.
And I remember group, this, yes.
The group consisted of yours truly, Deo York Talaw, Heinz Lindy Tan, and Abe Sia.
What dude, a, you were lost in that group.
What a funky group. And that group was exempted.
Yeah, I remember that.
In science and technology exam, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And we almost won it all against the villainous Mercadal Cappadocia, Rizal Villar,
I believe in Riza.
Valdehueza.
Valdehueza,
I think, yeah.
Are we murdering her family name?
Riza V.
Okay, hold on. Valenzuela.
Valenzuela.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wait. Is that the right
Riza
one?
Riza Valenzuela, yes.
Did I?
You did not murder. It's correct.
Valenzuela, di ba?
Valenzuela, yeah.
Okay.
And then you had Same
Quijano. Yeah.
And the great Mark Vincent Waikalo.
How did you fucking win that against they those
won, no,
guys?
No, they won it. They won it. We were third or second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Sorry for the discrimination, but dude, let's face it. That
unwinnable.
That
combo.
Those are the monsters. What are the
monsters, bro?
Yeah, those are the
that
monsters.
That was like LeBron James before LeBron James.
Yeah.
No one can't touch that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. HS Tambayan.
High School Tambayan. And for me, NVM and Big and Small.
Yeah, I would say Lakeran.
What a dude.
Yeah, Lakeran. And
Boy Paniid.
And then that joint where we used to eat lunch back in second year high school.
Asa dapitan at?
Katong tapat sa paggawas nimo sa high school sa nasa right side. Because din.
Dili, kanang ilang Michael Rua. Ilahan ni Joanna Ricacho. Kanang na ITV. Nga na yung mga table nga. Basta munaog ka niya before Big and Small.
Then,
nga lang I'm barbecue. Not sure.
Basta kay,
kabalik ka ginanggang.
Kabalo kung ako si Brian, probably Jeffrey siguro, anang time. Mag-lunch minito kay kabalo ko ang mga fourth year na mga gwapa, mga naog, or mag-lunch kaya po na pilid to.
Dito pasulod.
Yeah.
Nasa dito sa kilid sad. Padong mega homes, di ba? Namo to yung marag
I probably saw my wife in one of those incidents kay yaman tong mga kabatch kapon.
Believe it or not, akong asawa asa sa Lagatambay dito sa kanang punuan diha sa Ipilipil ba na? Basta nang punuan sa tubang kanang kung asa ang gate.
Yeah.
Main gate. Kanang nang punuan sa kilid ng circle bito na sa mga Barely
ang
remember.
Kana pong at mga basketballan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kana, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Weird Tambayan. Tennis court.
Yeah, tennis court. Next box. Favorite singer.
Favorite singer would be because I did how to say play with him. I would say Ryan Mugot.
Yeah, same. Same. Also a bit biased kay we played with him for how many years?
Years, man.
Years.
He played years.
I don't think, and I can say this, I don't think Rhythm Beer would be Rhythm Beer without him.
Yeah. Props for him.
Yeah.
Shout out na ni Kanta fourth, was second year high school, I think. Kasi nag-classmate may anak na ni Kanta na siya og mura og Disney song na a cappella.
Yeah.
First time from a guy nga nimbarot akong balibo. Him singing. Good. Great voice, I would say.
I know we gave out a shout out to her, but Sweet Sweet as well would be my best one to female singers. Shout out to you, Sweet.
She wasn't even in the Glee Club. She was on her like was her thing.
Wasn't she?
Yeah, I think so. Grade school, probably we were here and there. Kaya we don't remember her from Glee Club. Because akong kapair sa Glee Club before, grade school ko was Queenie Sid. We used to do Grease together.
Oh, yeah.
Siya akong, Queenie she did. Was my Sandy.
Mm.
Summer days, 10 away. I was the, how to say, John Travolta.
You did that number?
Yep.
Of course you did.
Yeah, we had summer nights. Summer days day.
All right. Next box.
Next box.
Loyalty awardee.
You and me. You and me, my friend.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of us in this box.
Yeah, I think 1,725 to be exact. Now there's a lot of us.
Ban, major, majorette.
Did we have Satong Batch?
Not Satong Batch, but kanumdum ko na yung sa 3 years ahead, 4 years ahead, yeah. Si Togle?
Right? Sarah Togle.
Was it Sarah? Was yeah. her name Sarah?
Sarah Togle, yeah.
Yeah, I remember her.
Mestiza.
She was plenty
cute. Semi-blonde hair.
Yeah.
Like a Drew Barrymore, so dreamy eyes. No.
Yeah. She was plenty cute.
Very, very cute. She would be the only Ben Madrid in my mind. If you said Ben yeah, Madrid, exactly. It was her.
Yeah, exactly. Sakto ba memory?
Togle. Togle, diba? Togle. It's got to be Togle. Yeah.
All right. Kasabay pa uli. No questions for me. Si Badit Ginake. Kauswagan. Bayabas. On the way.
For me, pag makuha lang me, and kung naaang ang, how to say, naaang ka ng, how to say, 4x4 sa yung AirPods, o ka ng, ganang owner type Jeep before. Mm-hmm. Akong kasabay is Rago family.
Of course. Balilig.
Yeah. Coming and going. Coming right. and going. Yeah. Open type man to say, it was really, really a good, it was a good car. Like 8 of us were there at the back. So, and it's a owner type Jeep. It's a small Jeep. But God.
Was Liling always Liling even before?
Man. Who she is, was who she was. And who she ever will be. Yes.
Liling can be an adjective in itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just a Liling.
Exactly. Right? Cool. All right. Next box. Elocutionist, orator, speaker.
In my mind, that would always be... I always battled with her many, many times. April and... Uy Ang Cinco. Yes.
To me, I would say Cookie Musni. There was one performance. Di lang ko kadumdum kung high school ba ni or grade school. She entered and she won a competition on
a national scale, or was it? Was
yeah,
it something?
I think so. Yeah. Nakatanaw mi once katunggi sa City Central School, Mazira 2, or some other school?
Was it the alms? I'm not sure if this is a me or her, but this is the alms. Spare me a piece of bread.
I can't remember. Basta nandumdaman ako si Cookie.
Si Cookie. For sure. Yeah, she was...
She was really good.
She's good. She can be in character also, yeah. Which is, you know, intense.
Her and Apai had completely different styles because Apai, of completely... But Apai also had the...
She's tough.
So I would describe Cookie's performance as more the intense one. The sharp, the intense. Apai, on the other hand, had confidence, the swag, and the style as well. Nasha, I know. It's in her personality as well.
Yeah.
A1 Child.
Catherine Ann Bass.
Yeah, same. Suki sa lunch. I don't know what this means.
Suki sa lunch?
Yeah.
Well, when I was in high school, akong suki always sa lunch was, I would always go to katong kasabitong pa'y tukpanta and yum pizza.
And so grade school, mani?
Grade school. And then high school was high school. Tempura and shake, mango shake.
Oh, we were on the same combo katong nalito.
Obviously, kung fourth year ta, ang atong kasabay sa recesses, ang second year high school, remember?
Diba, alternate man to?
So was it what? First year and third year. Second year and fourth year.
Ano ba?
I think so.
Kano ganing alternate na para dili magdumog no? Mo ba? So you, I can't remember. So
you, you know, you can't corrupt the miners.
I never did. Oh wait, no.
Hold up.
I take that back.
Take that back.
I take that back. Okay. All right.
You may slightly have had a run in.
Slightly. Yeah.
Cool. Moving on to the next important box in our lives.
Favorite dancer.
She would definitely kill me for this. Eloisa Jane Daniel.
Oh yeah. She was really graceful. She was talented as well.
She super talented, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
She be the one.
Also the one. Judy.
Ooh.
Mara.
Judy May Rodriguez.
Igago mo.
She was cousin. She was a cousin. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so
second degree.
Last box. But definitely not the least. The CNBs.
I give that to you. You know the story. This blew up in the bingo. Tell the story.
No, let's discuss the story later. Pick one guy and a girl.
For me, ang sikat ike before sa atong batch nga crush ng bayan was there's this guy.
Have to think about
Harvey
this.
It's a guy, man. See, Harvey Neri was always like, it's Harvey.
Dili mo na nato kabatch si Harvey. Jesus Christ. Kung ayan
man ka.
Lagi, sa ato nga kabatch. Let's start with ours. Jesus.
Jobo?
Sorry, no. I'm not. Sorry. I'm not laughing.
I didn't expect that reaction though, Jobo.
Lily, I'm laughing because Jobo was definitely the crush ng bayan sa grade 6.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Bobo. Mula nagkatawa ko. I'm not laughing because he's not the crush ng bayan.
But you know that he's Lou Francis na kalaban, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did that Jobo come from?
Jobo was the shit sa grade school.
The reason for multiple open forums and smashed.
Hold up. Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Intersection, open forums, a lot of intercessory praying, a lot of cat fights.
Good looking guy. Yeah. Great hair. Wala ko na ila si Jobo in grade school, but I'm pretty sure he had that.
Yeah. Another crush that I crushed on Bayan that in my mind before that was like I had a crush on like underclassmen. You want a batch, right?
Yeah, batch. You can't.
Momo, Maureen Abines.
So let's take this year by year, not year by year, but yeah. So grade school is Momo and
this box
Jobo.
Is going south.
Yeah, exactly. Not what we were hoping for. Jesus. Are we nervous? Really?
We're just being careful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. That is so true. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Di ko kabalo kung i-edit ba ako or
leave it. The best way to do it is you have to leave it. You have to leave it in.
Okay, I'm gonna fucking leave this.
Leave it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, back to my choices. Grade school, it would have to be Jobo and. Mau Mau.
Yeah.
Okay. Who will be yours? Will it be the
for
same?
For grade school? Yeah. I had April Ann Uyang.
Mm-hmm.
And Jobo. Yeah.
Why would Jobo, grabe ni kakakuan Jobo.
Kita mukukuha to. Same. I saw it, man. And it was same. Crazy. Like, this guy. Why bother?
Yeah. No one.
But
yeah.
He had a growth spurt. And he was lefty basketball player, and he was
he had appeal.
He was playing baseball, football, and he could sing, and he was in a band, and he had
nagkanta man
siya, nagkanta na siya sa stage nga.
Sige to,
nagtitilian ang mga babae at talagang ang daming mga na snap na mga panties that time, talagang narinig ko yun talaga nagkaroon ng mga talagang kayo nga bugto.
Again, I'm not sure if
we have to leave this in. Jobo will agree. Jobo will support. Will support this.
God damn it. Okay.
But all kidding aside, definitely he had.
This is really going south.
It's going sideways. Right. And south.
Oh man.
Lou Francis. Nakalaban, man.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Right. Okay, cool.
But it was great, though.
Yeah.
It was great, though. Yeah,
those fun memories.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, high school. Come on, man. Give me a kabatch.
Marine Habines.
It's high school?
Yeah, Marine Habines was one. We had Karen Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
We had Samantha Dungog. We had, other bad. Oh, Michelle Noble. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yes. Martha Neri.
You didn't mention Nem Gako.
Ah, see Nem. And one of those nga nagdayon said, nga nagdayon ng kabatch, sila ni Nareen.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I would remember.
Si Nem?
And yeah, Nem had a. Had a lot of admirers back in high school.
Yeah.
It
was quiet though.
Nem, I would say Nem sa lalaki, sa babae. It's a toss for me between three girls.
Three girls. Who were these?
So obviously Karen, without any bias.
Yeah. Kay,
obviously Cover Academy, and I know like.
Even among mga upperclassmen, even among mga lower look, batch, right?
Being around with Karen is weird because. Guys would come up to me and say, "Bay, wala gi ka nakagusto ni Karen." I was like, "Wala man ako nagigsuon."
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like sister to me.
I even saw Karen in grade school and she was even glow up back then. I mean, grade 6 she was already tall and pretty.
So Mamao and Karen were pretty all throughout and even up to now. These girls are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
But yeah, it was weird being friends with Karen for sure. Okay, kalimot ko kinsa tunong utahan sa ako. I think it was upperclassmen and utahan siya. Kausap mo naguyab ni Karen. I was like, what? No, dude. I didn't have a thing and will never have a thing.
Lagi.
For Karen because she's like. She's my sister, basically. Same thing with the pie. Someone also like asked me, like, "What ever kagusto?"
I never had
a... No, man. No.
I never had a thing.
So it's a toss-up between Karen, Mau Mau, obviously, okay. And don't forget Ann Paras.
Destiny Ann Paras.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ann Paras also had quite a bit of admirers back in the day.
Yeah. When, remember this actress, Christina Ricci?
Yes. Yeah, she definitely. Looked.
She looked a little bit like her. Yeah.
Especially itong pagawa sa itong moving Casper. The Friendly Ghost.
Oga na mga tao nga nabuang pagawa sa Devon Sawa na nyagitanan.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was the Jobo factor as well, having a butterfly hair. And
Jobo was the... Poor man's Devon Sawa, I guess.
Jesus, don't. Why? Why?
If he's gonna, if he's gonna be a crush ng bayan, he better earn it. So yeah, he's earned it on this on this podcast.
Oh man, we're kabalo na kung sa ito la ninyo.
He cool. He cool about this.
He cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
He cool about this for sure.
All right.
anywhere boxes? Like, is there a big box that we can? That we can write his name on?
No, it's probably that. But yeah, those are.
But those remember, were the we had. If you noticed, most of the circle that we spoke about or the names, like what you mentioned on your disclaimer earlier, was pretty much the group or the people that we know about.
Yeah.
Like aside from batchmates, they were from the same section or from a close by section like RNS.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we did have. We found common ground also with activities that we did with our batchmates that were not on like our circle.
Yeah.
So obviously I have a cousin that is in another section, George Suarez, and I would have dinner and I would stay in their house and stay until evening. And they would have his friends come down and we would have a chat and we would even play basketball. So there were a lot of activities that I was exposed to that sort of I had... friends likewise that were in different sections. And and we had a ton of fun. Clubs also introduced me to those bits.
Yeah.
Like being in like a small Christian club, like a RS club, and also this PMT. So we were pretty much the rowdy crowd. And, you know, there were really good times when you have your, like, schoolmate or batchmates that you were not classmates with.
Yeah.
A ton of fun.
Same. I mean, mostly for me, again, going back to the bands with dudes, Nilandeo, Sauna. Also spent quite a lot of time. Shout out to Huke for commenting on the post, actually. I remember now why I hanged out with Hukoy, with Demikris, with Dudes, and the rest of the gang because of baseball. That's one. So muna silang and also the Pasawali crew was able to be a part of some of their events and some of their activities. So
yeah,
I would say I do have some good relationships with the batchmates outside of Section S.
Yeah.
But I wish I met and talked to a lot more.
Agree.
Sa mga kabatch because for one, I was really shy back in high school. I consider myself as sort of cruising in the sidelines lang.
I'd say like a wallflower. I'd say
for most of the time. Yeah. Mm. So I miss those times to probably hang out with a lot of the cool people in high school, and also I wish I experienced all the fun that they had as well. I'm pretty sure. Ang uba na tong batchmates had a lot of fun more than what we are describing
Absolutely. And you know, we don't want to speak a lot about it, but obviously namaginang like unsa ka no kung nakaana nga section unsa ka, you know, what kind of fun did they have? And I'm pretty sure everyone had fun.
Yeah. I mean,
we were kids, we had simple joy.
We were also Ivor was one of my very close friends before siya nabalin sa line section. And I saw when he transferred to another section, he had a lot more fun in that sayang bagong group of friends.
He had a lot of energy though.
Yeah. I wish that I was wala ko dilikay ko ulawon sa una, so I could, you know, approach people and, you know, have a talk with them or, you know, bond with them on certain activities. But yeah.
Did you know na hapit na mag-classmates sa fourth year? I think I told you that. First quarter. Na-esco.
Really? I can't remember that. I remembered na arco third year.
Na arca for third year.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Very weird.
I don't know.
At then nabalik ragyapon ka after sometime.
And then, yeah, it was weird. Kay, it was in the middle of the class. And it was like, Dave, balin ka na sa arts.
You know what happened? I think this was the same time that I transferred to S.
Oh, third year man to.
I think we had a swap. Okay, I didn't miss. I didn't make a cut sa a particular subject. It was a grade that I went under, and you probably went over. They would tell your parents that you.
I did not remember.
Dude, wala ka dumdum ganaka sa third year. I don't know what kind of multiverse that was, the alternative universe. But
I remember that exact moment. Kay
kita ka sa ako.
Wala.
I was probably on the other side.
So, kabalik ko na naka-transfer kog R on one quarter ba siguro to?
Kind of lagi, and then you got so reinstated. Weird. Really weird. Yeah. Like a crossover.
Yeah, it was crossover. Jesus, time. Okay.
Jeez. I told you, time flew.
Jesus.
I had a alert, and then it was just saying stand up, but.
Yeah.
Man.
How do you want to end this? Okay, two-part question.
Yeah.
Number one, do I edit that part?
I would say, for my sake, don't. Probably, you don't. We've been very honest about
Jesus. Hold on. So, if I'm looking at myself on the monitors, pula kaya kung no. Sige, kinatawa.
Ah, okay. Pikot na kay ko. Marang na-brush up na sila kong buhok.
Yeah.
Dude, don't. I mean...
Yeah, no. I'm just kidding. It's
one of those things that I would probably not even regret saying because the guy turned out to be a really great father and a great husband.
Of course.
And we're proud that we were a part of his life with those banta because those band days were not easy.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm proud to have known these guys.
Yeah, both of them. Especially yeah, this couple.
Especially during the Rhythm Bureau days, I saw them how they, how they cared for each other, yeah. How strong their relationship was back then. It's nice. It's funny lang kay it's sa unsa ka bibo ni Jobo atong nagilami is unsa pud ka very interesting yang. Yang pagka-crush ng bayan sa grade 6.
Yeah, yeah, backstory sa grade school.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
I think I want to end it with this, I want to end it with the slam book question.
A slam book question, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, did I say it in this episode? So, everybody keeps saying slam book.
Well, I didn't mention it in this. No.
So, everybody keeps slum saying book. Slam book. And mo pa akong kakanungan sa una. But when I did my research, it's actually spelled S-L-A-M-B-O-O-K. It's slam book. Iko kabalungan ng... But anyways, it's
sa to kay...
Slam book mag, diba?
Pwede nyo mo sulatan akong autograph. Autograph?
Oh, pa-autograph. Alright, go ahead with your slam book question.
Tell me your most embarrassing moment. You had none. For me, I had many to mention, I would say. A lot of gaffes.
Give me one.
One.
Give me one. Grabe git.
That really resonates with me until now. And I would never forget it. Mm-hmm. This was when I was in grade 4. Okay. And this was in, headed into Christmas party, Christmas time. And that particular 2 weeks, si Old V. Dissen was out because she had the chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is. When maayo ang tao pag mahuman siyang chicken pox, that's when they're most communicable. Mm-hmm. I noticed that I was starting to get something. I was starting to itch. I was starting to get signs of like fever and whatnot. So I still came to school because I always wanted, ganahan ko musulog classic. I didn't want to be absent. I noticed that I was really quite ill. And then Teacher Malunary noticed that I was having certain signs of shingles. And she threw me out of class. It was my fault partly, but she threw me out of class and she really said, you get out. Mm. You leave my class, you get out. And our classroom was at the second to the last top floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were at, fourth, grade 4. And I had to come down the stairs. And I was almost like half crying, half sad, half upset.
Oh, don't tell me nahulog ka.
Wala akong nahulog, but it was in the middle of the class. And I was thrown out of class. And I was embarrassed to even come back, for that time.
Okay.
I was embarrassed to a point wherein I did contract, chicken pox. And the worst part is, padunta Christmas. So I spent Christmas like bedridden. And even my cousins were also corpus. They were poking me with a stick. Okay? They couldn't get close to me. Mm. So embarrassing to a point wherein, shit happens. But, I couldn't blame her for acting like that. But I still remember how I felt that time. I was really, really embarrassed by it. And, honorable mention would be, pinamunwak-munwak tayo ko, nagpasikat, naglako-lako backwards, and nashoot ko sa basurahan. Kaya lang mubuwi tayo ng basurahan.
Classic.
So.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I'm still trying to remember Margulak ko'y...
I'm pretty sure it's just these... We probably had, but with a group of... there was a lot of incidents in high school that were... A lot of hijinks akong gitawag, di ba? Like, magsumba guys. Corridor and whatnot.
Or nakatunubog tae.
Oh, yes. Or, okay. Let's leave it sa nakatunubog tae nila. Yeah. Oh, let's not go there. The actual act.
True story.
Yeah. True stories, you know.
All right, cool. I think.
Well, we live to tell about it on the second part of the of reliving the 90s.
Yeah.
Such a simpler time.
Yeah. And yeah, it makes me think about what if just like what you said earlier, what if, you know, things happen in a different way? What if I was not that shy? What if we were not into that music? You know, things like that. Or what if we were what if we had a different circle? What if we were in a different section?
How would it be?
You know?
Yeah. Those are the what ifs. Yeah. That's true.
But also at the same time, very thankful for the memories and the people who we met. Those are really cool people, every single one of them. Even you mentioning Fritz, magkakatawa ko may mot ko, and I appreciate him for, you know, being that lively guy, that guy
with pure joy. Yeah.
And also, you know, infecting others with joy.
Yeah.
Ato nga kabatch. And, you know, the different inspiring people and the different people that you miss as well. But it's cool. And also, it's also cool to have this us now, the opportunity to talk about it and
recognize it.
Recognize and remembering those moments. Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's give props also to the institution, the school itself.
Yes, agree, 100%.
The school itself fostered an approach towards, you know, having kids like us just be us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Corpus Christi School, whether you were in Little Schoolhouse era or, you know, Corpus Christi School, it's
speaking of being legendary. Yourself, I would also give a shout out to McCoy Del Fierro. Because I would always cherish the Dazer weekends that we have together. McCoy was one of those teachers/individuals who I had a bond with during those weekends. Okay, it was for all this time nga gaskwila ka, you put teachers on a certain level of within the society,
on a pedestal.
Well, not really a pedestal, but on a platform. On a platform.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, on a platform. But McCoy was obviously he was younger as well, but it always felt like he was one of us during those weekends, and he would give us advice, being the more experienced and the older person in the group, but at the same time have fun with whatever's going on. So shout out McCoy for giving us the opportunity to serve during those weekends. Mm-hmm. And I would naiusaka story before we end this. Naiusaka story na di na ko malimtan is one of those weekends na si Sir Eric Miguel.
Shout out.
Yeah. Sir Eric Miguel, shout out Sir Bong. And si McCoy. So we were having dinner and nasila tulodya sa akong tapad. And gibuhat ni Sir Bong, ikuha niyang cellphone ni Sir Eric. Gitago diya. Yari giyatag di Bakoy. Pag tindog ni Sir Eric, nakabantay siya nga wala mga cellphone. Bay ako cellphone bay. Ah, Sir Bong. Wala ma. Ama na yung cellphone. Yang reaction ng sumbag si Sir Bong. Siya pag binuang ba? Asa ko cellphone ba? Yeah, si Sir Bong ang si Makoy kasi sige nagkatawa. Wala lagi bi kabalo. Classic giga prank mo. Wala lagi bi kabalo. Pakita ko di yung gabi naman to. Yung grabe si Sir Eric ko yung kanong niyabot ng kasagbutan. Nagita ko dyan sa cellphone. May ako gagagiklik na yung katawa.
Ano mabot ng kasagbutan?
Kay doon, katong na may murag ka ng, na may murag bush nearby. Sir Bong, basta gaulog dyan pakita.
Kami kapahamak. Gabi ka pa hamak ka.
Gabi na katawa. Hindi daw
ko. So out of character yeah, sa ni Sir Bong.
Exactly. So oh that was God. That was one of those moments nga ma-appreciate na hindi na ako malimtan kay. I mean, especially Sir Bong, man.
Especially Sir Bong, yeah, yeah.
Like, Sir Bong is Sir cannot Bong. Yeah. And ma, na break niya yung character bitaw at that moment nga. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in my eyes,
he kept in a very straight face na ano niya, exactly. Na-pull off niya ang prank. Yeah.
And when he pulled off that prank, I was like, holy shit. There is another side of Sir Bong? Really? And mo, dugay kinauli ang cellphone. Grabe no, katawa ito.
Ang din ako malimta na memory, sir, kawa medyo ko na apilan ng lasers, no? Kana mag... I've never been in one of his classes na nag-proctor siya, but yun ako yung gagaw sa una na salto ka na siya mag-klase kay mag-exam na, no?
Mm.
Papatunga siya, lingkod siya sa tunga. Mag-shades.
Mm.
Mag-shades. Yeah, mag-exam.
Mm.
Lingkod na siya sa tunga, mag-shades. Di ka makabalo asa siya.
Gatanao. Yeah. Yeah.
Classic.
Sir Eric Pud, di ba nag-coach mo siya o kuan?
Football.
Mm. Soccer. Then, there was this one time na nag-abot me sa football team o sa baseball sa, si tawag na? Sige, ng sports center.
Abot.
Hindi ko kalimutan na sa'yo. Ano siya daw? Grabe ka classic
na. Thunder thighs.
Grabe ka classic na say, ano siya, kabalo mo. Ang pinakamaayong nga soccer player, kanang musipa ang padulong sa gaysano, pero mabot og limkit kay. I will never forget a super random quote. I don't know if it was inspiring or plain gibberish. It was fucking insane. Musipa ka ang imong direction gaysano, pero mabot og limkit kay amula. I knew he meant that it was a spin, something about...
Right,
yeah,
right. Or just, you know...
But
just
the way he described it is just so...
Classic, you know, being, yeah, classic, being Eric Miguel.
Yeah. Eric, the classic Eric Miguel.
Thunder thighs.
Sir Eric, kung baka pabinaw ka, adi, kabalo ko imo lang. Oh, man. Jesus. The most random shit I've ever heard in my high school life. But it's also true if you
it's
think
true,
about
it's
it.
True, it's true.
If you see the top football players, the amount of curve.
Yeah, spin and yeah,
the spin Bennett, and the
like
curve.
Beckham, kumbaga.
That was the gaysano yeah. To to limkit kay.
Speaking of teachers, ako sang dili malimtan ato is teacher Rose Alemania, she can make a perfect circle. Sa
oh,
blackboard.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Viral.
Yeah.
If it was done now with all this TikTok phenomenon.
Oh shit!
Ah, that's fun.
That was fun. I'm about to pee.
Yeah.
So let's
wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you again, guys, for tuning in. This was fun.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to everyone.
To
who,
all the contributors.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
Yeah.
To all the contributors to the topic, and to everyone who's reaching out, whether it be comments or messages.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're basically helping us, you know, go through the episodes smoothly with your ideas. So please keep them coming.
We look forward to making regular content like this. So we really look forward to your engagement,
yeah.
You know, your topics, whether you want to fact check us or you
yeah,
want to
please.
Kanchao, you feel free to go ahead and comment because we are for it. We really need to be very accurate as much as possible.
Yeah,
there are a lot of topics covered today. So
as much as I want to edit out all of the wrong things that we say, most of the things we just keep it, and we you know. And for anyone who wants to correct us, please do because it's. Once you correct us, it'll be another thread of conversation that we would like to have.
I mean, we'd like the corrections part to really validate our recall of you know the times that we were in grade school and high school, and that's the you know this is a two part story that I think we can now put as a closed book.
Yeah,
and we can move on to the next.
Lastly, but not least, if you want to share your stories on the podcast. Do reach out to us. Either we set up a call or you can write to us and we can just read out what you've shared with us on the next episodes.
Yeah.
All right, so this has been your host, Dave Fuentes.
And Mike Rodriguez.
And this has been episode 5 of Food House. See ya.
See you on the next one, folks.
Ciao.